October 11, Judgment at the Second Advent. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. 2 Timothy 4:1. The judgment scene will take place in the presence of all the worlds, for in this judgment the government of God will be vindicated and his law will stand forth as holy and just and good. Then every case will be decided and sentence will be passed upon all. Sin will not then appear attractive, but will be seen in all its hideous magnitude. No human language can portray the scenes of the second coming of the Son of Man in the clouds of heaven. He is to come with his own glory and with the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. He will come clad in the robe of light, which he has worn from the days of eternity. Angels will accompany him. 10,000 times 10,000 will escort him on his way. The sound of the trumpet will be heard, calling the sleeping dead from the grave. The voice of Christ will penetrate the tomb and pierce the ears of the dead, and all that are in the grave shall come forth, and before him shall be gathered all nations. The very one who died for man is to judge him in the last day, for the Father hath committed all judgment unto the Son, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. What a day that will be, when those who rejected Christ will look upon him whom their sins have pierced. At his second coming, conviction will be brought to every heart. Those who have turned from him to the trivial things of this earth, seeking selfish interests and worldly honor, will in the day of his coming acknowledge their mistake. These are the ones spoken of by the Revelator as all kindreds of the earth, who shall wail because of him, and they also which pierced him. These words apply not only to the men who pierced Christ when he hung on the cross of Calvary, but to those who by evil speaking and wrongdoing are piercing him today.